This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. I am your side chick's favorite DJ, with the Winter Stalk himself. I go by the name of King Bash. This is the Capricorn Adventure, right? And on this good Friday afternoon, the Easter spirit is definitely in the air, and it's time to wind down and chat all about cars, specifically the all-new Opel Grandland. Our esteemed journalist, Prashur Naidu, got behind the wheel, and he'll share his thoughts and end with a motoring tip, followed by a hot jam of the week. Good afternoon, Prashur, and welcome back. Happy Good Friday.
Good afternoon, Kingvesha. Happy Good Friday to you and listeners.
How is your Good Friday this afternoon?
It's quite nice, very simple, relaxed, and I'm just honored to be chatting with you.
Amazing, amazing stuff. You know what, Prashur, and thank you so much for taking out your time on this holiday to still have the passion to come and speak to us on this Good Friday. I really do appreciate it, yeah?
No, thank you, King Bash. I'm grateful, beyond grateful. Thank you.
So now, the Opel Grandland, do give us, you know, a brief history lesson of how it's evolved and what it's like, you know, now within the metal.
So it is safe to say the new Opel Grandland has improved its second generation by boasting a few nips and tucks along the way. One will notice the front end design has a slightly gloss black grille with LED headlights. It's almost similar to its little brother, the Opel Mokka, but the aesthetic of its mid-size coupe design looks sharp, very modern, and also a noteworthy mention is the stylish 18-inch diamond cut alloy wheels, which were wrapped in these high-profile tires, which made the comfortable drive rather more comfortable. And it's safe to say it's practical as well, 515 liters of boot space. It offers that lovely look and also functionality too.
Amazing, amazing. Let's chat about, you know, what the top spec model offers and its price. Would, you know, it be a hit or is it a miss in your view, Prashuran?
I think it was a solid attempt. I think it had a fully loaded cabin, lots of driving aids, and just very easy to use, you know, like a multimedia system. But it's not the most tech-savvy cabin, to say the least. I mean, but it had heated seats and ventilated seats, wireless charging, multiple USB ports, a spacious leather cabin with, you know, just, it felt very solid, very minimalistic. And the price tag of it is quite hefty at around 720,000 Rand for the top-spec Grandland we had on test.
Amazing. And you know what, man? The Opel, you know, they're not visible on the roads. So tell us, will the new Opel Grandland, you know, give its rival a good fight?
It's very hard to tell, as we South Africans are obsessed with Toyota, VW, and even Suzuki, which came out third as top seller in the country. However, I think the Opel could put up a good fight. It's just, I think the rivals like the VW Tiguan, Toyota RAV4, Suzuki Grand Vitara, those offer a different kind of palette to the consumer. It's just, we don't see Opels on the road as much. And I think it's a good, solid German car. Just, I feel like if the presence was there, we would just take a natural liking towards it as other counterparts.
All right, all right. Now, briefly, you know, tell us about, you know, your driving impression and your fuel economy. How was that?
Well, very nice, actually. In getting into the drive, won't consult the Grandland. It's refined, feels smooth, very easy to wield, and it's powered by a 1.6-liter turbo engine, which pushes out about 121 kilowatts and 240 newton meters of torque. Not too bad. When, you know, overtaking, you do have that punch to overtake, but it does tend to get a bit, you know, the revs get high. But that's I can pass it. It's quite efficient. I achieve figures of 7 liters per 100 kilometers, so not too bad, actually.
Amazing. And you know what? When it comes to you, you are the person that will give, you know, anyone the impression or the final nod in terms of a yes or a no when it comes to a purchase. So what are your final thoughts? Is it a nod or of approval or a strong no?
You know what? Here's the mic drop. It is a definite nod of approval. I quite like the car.
Oh, yes.
It was a little happy, chappy car, you know. I think the long-term value of it, the resale value, may be a qualm. But, you know, I definitely pick up a used one for half the price. And overall, it's just a refined, easygoing car. And it doesn't get any more grander than the Grandland, funny enough.
Okay, all right, all right. And before I let you go, please do share your motoring tip and your hot gem of the week.
All right, thank you, King Dash. So, as we head into the long weekend, I encourage all listeners to take it easy and be observant on the roads. Before you leave, make sure to examine your tires. Check all 5 tires, that's including their spare tires. They must not show any signs of aging, damage, cuts, or bulges. If so, make sure to get that sorted out as soon as possible. These problems can lead to fatal accidents from the tire bursting, and, you know, one doesn't want to lose control. And ending off with Miguel called Skywalker.
Oh, yes, Prashawn, thank you so much, man, once again for taking out your time on this holiday to come and share with us, you know, the motoring experience. I really do appreciate you. Do have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you, King Bash. I appreciate you too. Have a blessed one and listeners.
Thank you so much. And that was Prashawn Naidu. You can follow him on Instagram at Prashawn_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.